Tesval Teves Simon Mimalfalacha Ches. We're going to Simon Beisalacha. Hey, here we go. We discussed mitzvah, the mitzvah of being Ubatiya Sapas, basically breaking, cutting bread, making the bracha on what's on the bread. Now, there's a mitzvah to use what's more chashav. Cover to the bracha that you're going to use the more chashav of bread. So, how do you decide what's more chashav? There's actually four different levels. And the conclusion is going to be, as we're going to see in the Kitzur Shacharot, but it's kedai to know already the conclusion. First thing is you figure out which type of species, meaning wheat, barley, oats, belt, and rye. Wheat and barley are more chashav because mentioned in the pasuk. Then you're going to decide which one is whole. Then you're going to decide which one which has more fine flour, and lastly, which one is bigger, which one is larger. So here we go. The Kitzur teaches us you have two pieces of bread in front of you, planning and eating for both of them during the meal, and they're both from the same species. Let's say they're both wheat. So even though the one that is complete is actually smaller. Nevertheless, and it's also the flour is not as fine. Nevertheless, you go based on what's more complete. Shalom is so chashuv. So shalom comes first, meaning it overrides fine flour and the size. Now, if you have something that's what's called mingor, mingor means that's a spelt, because spelt is not mentioned in the pasuk explicitly. So if you have a complete bread of spelt, but you also have a cut piece of wheat. So we said that the wheat comes first. And the reason why, because we said this is mentioned in the pasuk. What happens if you have barley bread? So barley is tricky because barley is mentioned in the pasuk too. It's just mentioned after wheat. So even though barley is more garua than chiti, nevertheless, since if you have barley is complete, it's shalem, and you have wheat that's not shalem, so yirei shamayim shvili, it's like a machlekes. So it's not so clear which one comes first. You take both. What do you do? You basically can cover to both by taking the one that is cut and putting it underneath the one that's complete, and you make a moitzi from both. So as we said, if they're both equal, or they're both, that's equal, meaning to say they're the same type of species, they're either complete or they're both cut, and so then you decide which one has more fine flour, and if they're equal in fine flour, then you make on the one which one is a larger size. Okay, next. What happens if a person has what's called pasisol and pasakum? So we discussed with pasakum, though those are lenient in certain situations, pasakum. So this person happens to be that he's not careful with pasakum, so he has both breads. So if they're both complete, or they're both, let's say, cut, but they're equal in size and the same species, of course, make a pasisol. But if the one of the pasisol is not as fine flour like the one of the pasakum, so then you could make it either one. It's equal in choice. Equal in chashivas. Now, the Balabais is careful with pasakum, but it was brought for the guest. So then, what you should do is, according to Kizrush Nalach, you should remove it from the table until after Birkas HaMoitz, and then you bring it back, because the Maisi bring it brought for the guest. But since you have a suffix, it's better than not to have it on the table when you're making the bracha. Now, all this, like we discussed, the Kizrush says, is all talking about when you're planning an eating for both. If you're not planning an eating for both breads, then you make a bracha on the one that you want to eat, and you don't pay attention to the levels of chashivus. Okay, we're starting Siman Mem Beis Hilchasuda, very interesting halacha. This is actually based on a pasuk we said every single day, Vechad V'Savata, and Vechad V'Savata is after you took care of the animals and birds that you're responsible to take care of, meaning to feed. So the Kitzur teaches us a person has animals or birds, and he's responsible to take care of them. You're not allowed to eat anything until you give them to eat. As the pasuk says in Masechtas Besotchadim and Bechan, then v'achad v'zavatam. So basically what the Torah says is, take care of your animal, and then eat yourself. Now that's talking about, by the way, personally. When it comes to guests, actually, the pasuk can say, look at Pesach Chuvizik, says, no, you take care of the guests first, and certainly take care of your kids first. I once heard from a Rebbe, a beautiful pshat, I forget, we quoted a certain sefer that discusses wisely when it comes to Shemitah year, you actually have the afflicted pashas behal, the animal comes first. I mean, you come first for the animal. So he said a beautiful pshat, because really the whole concept here is a kosatav to the animal. It plows, it works in the field for you, so therefore that's why it comes first. The maise doesn't seem to be from many of the poskim that that's true. Why? Because the poskim also, the chen, you also bring down the gabe fish and the gabe other types of animals just do nothing for you, unless you could say no, they entertain you, that's why you have these pets. Either way, the halacha really, it's a suffix d'oraisa. If it's a d'oraisa or not, if it's parshim shad d'oraisa, then you really have an obligation to be careful with these things. Now, also the Pesach Chosen brings down that this concept does not necessarily have to feed them. I mean, you have to take care of them, you have to think about them, because many times they have different types of hours, so you don't have to stop eating because you didn't feed him, and you don't have to force feed either. Drinking, interesting, the kids are paskins, even there's also a machlok, he's looking at the achronim, and it's based on the whole story with Rivka and Eliezer. It says, stay, drink, and then they'll take care of your camels. So an unbelievable teaching that when it comes to water, you come first. Now, a person should not eat or drink derech avtonos. Now we're discussing kashrut derech eretz, how to eat. You know, you hear manners of mannerisms and when it comes to eating. This is a concept, the whole siman shulchan aruch, how to eat with respect. So therefore, here where you have the babi is always saying you're not supposed to eat when you're eating, when you're standing. That's supposed to be stand, eat and drink when you're standing is beferish halacha. Don't stand to eat when you're drinking or eating, even drinking. Your table should be clean, even if you're not planning on eating anything that's chashuv. Still, the table should be nice and clean. Person should not eat, hold in his hand a big prus, a big piece of bread, bigger than the size of an egg, and eat from it. It looks like it's gluttonous. And interesting that the person being there, that's only if it's not normal. In the mashal, if a person usually eats sandwiches, so you're allowed to eat a sandwich, even if you're holding a sandwich and it's bigger than the size of a kebab, it's all based on what's there. As I mentioned from a dark science, the Tzadik Bracha, they say, I think it's pretty reliable, they used to eat pizza. From what I understand, he did not cut the pizza with a knife and fork like some people do. So that's an extra zahirus, I would say. But you see, because that's a normal way to eat the pizza. I guess maybe there's ways of folding up the pizza, etc. So it doesn't look like you're gluttonous. In any case, there's a lot of also, there's just a way a person eats, grabs it, eats it very fast, etc. The kitzur also says not to hold on to a food and then pull off another piece from it. Again, this is all based on what looks like it's gluttonous. Also, a person should not drink the entire cup and cup of wine in one shot. Interesting that according to the Kshaz, this mash with other drinks is not a problem, especially when it comes to water. If a person did drink, it is called a gargaran. Gargaran is someone that's gluttonous. If a person drinks it two times, meaning he doesn't drink the whole cup of wine in one shot, so then it's considered actually, it doesn't two times considered derechas. Three times is too much because then you're becoming hoardy. It's called gaser ruach. Unless, of course, a cup is a bigger size. So generally speaking, what's a small size, average size? The average size really is a cup of a revis. So generally speaking, the revis, you should drink down in two shots, except when it comes to kiddush. The person being down when it comes to kiddush, you're drinking in one shot. There's a whole discussion about that when it comes to the Alba Kaisis. And Mishabur even, in fact, asks us as a kasha, what do you mean? You're not supposed to drink in one shot. So actually, he says maybe drink in two times the mice. So you see, that's a chiluk. When it comes to a mitzvah, you can't say that a person is doing it in a gluttonous way because that's what the mitzvah is. Certainly, if it's a small cup, the mashal a schnapps cup. So a schnapps cup, it's normal to drink it down one shot. If it's a 1 ounce schnapps cup, so watch out. Today, there's 2 ounce schnapps cups. People make a mistake. Next, person should not bite into a piece of bread and then place it on the table or give it to his friend or put it in a bowl, because it could be disgusting to another person. Here you learn mannerism, meaning the sensitivity we're supposed to have to other people when we eat. A person should not drink from a cup and give it to his friend. This is something very interesting that in the world, many times you see in brisos, you go to a bris, and everyone's drinking from the same cup after they drank. So some, the piskitcher was ready, maybe it's a shem mitzvah davara, it's a mitzvah cup, and therefore we're not so worried about it. But really, if you look at the Masechus Tamid, there's all these stories of rabbis that gave their cup to the student, and they felt very disgusting and detested. You have to be very sensitive to these things. And the best thing is, before you hand your cup to your friend that you drank from, pour a little bit or clean the area where your mouth was. That's the concept here, because the person might be embarrassed to do so, and he'll drink and he'll be very disgusted by it. A person should not be also a kapdan besudos. What does it mean, a kapdan? A person that's being too exact, a person that's being have a very strong attitude at his meals. It's not a very thing, especially not to get angry during the meal. The reason for that, the kids, is because the guests and the bnei bais get very embarrassed and don't want to eat because they think he's going to be upset, because he's watching every single cookie that's being eaten. If you have it on the table, chill out and be what's called kul yisrael. Okay, next, you're not supposed to schmooze in the meal. This is Gemara. We just actually get to this week's parasha, Parashat in Maseches Tainis. The whole discussion of Yaakov Avinu Leimes is a discussion of Ed Masich Masuda. I think it was of Machlokes of Nachman of Yitzhak, and the Gemara basically says you're not supposed to speak during the meal because a person could be makdim kana levesh. That means the food will go down the windpipe, and you see people that could cough up and everything when they're speaking too much while they're eating. Now the Maaseh, this too, the person can have more make on. The reason why they say that really this whole concern is only when a person is leaning. If a person is not doing what's called a seva, then it is much less. It's called kemet dosh barabin. There's more room to be meikol, the person being down. But halacha, the kitzur tov ma'achmit, says even if a person sneezed, you're not supposed to say asuta. I mean, not supposed to say gesundheit. Now, if it's not doing the achila itself, you're not really eating. It's a mitzvah to say divrater at the table. So you have to have a time of making divrater on the table. So some actually do right after mitzvah. They say mizmor l'david. Some do it right before the bench. They say ma'im achreinu chayva. You ever see someone do that? That's actually halacha that they're saying before they bench. And some rely just on the benching itself. There's a famous batanura. And a person is a minik toiv. That's what the kitzur says. They say mizmor l'david Hashem b'roi l'yachsal, which is teira and tefila. For a person's panasa, what a beautiful thing. So Mizma David is probably that's where it came from, maybe even on Shabbos too. After the meal, the minig is to say during the week on those bava, which is something the Mishnah also mentions. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you just say Shia Malas, which is what many people have a minig. You don't see so much by people the Anaros Bava, which is lichar a shame, because it's really something that's supposed to say on days where you say Tachnun. Days you don't say Tachnun, so then you say Shia Malas. When a person is learning from a sefer on the table, you should be very careful that the worms from the old svarim don't come onto the table. This is not so common unless you have a really old svarim. And that's what the kids warned us. And also some person being down to be careful when it comes to chametz. So if you can have chametz going into these books, you're not going to use those books, or you're going to have to clean them before you bring them to the table on Pesach. Have a beautiful day.